ideas and impressions have come into their minds. You see, it's what we allow into our minds. It's what we allow ourselves to feel, what we indulge ourselves in, that then makes it impossible for us to behave rightly, because our will is functioning from the wrong coordinates. So, for example, a person whose whole life is built around anger or built around lust, or perhaps who are so deadened because of what they've experienced there that they have to go to addictions of various kinds. You see, the problem has to be dealt with in the heart. And when we talk about spiritual formation, we are primarily talking about replacing the ideas and the feelings that are in the heart with the ideas and feelings that are in the heart of Jesus Christ. I just can close with this reference to John 14. You remember in John 14, Jesus said, "If any man loves me, he will keep my commandments." Now that's not standing back and saying, you know, as we do, we humans do, we say, "Now if you love me, you'll do such and such." No, Jesus is not, that is not what Jesus is saying at all. He's saying that if we love him, the natural outflow of that love will be his deeds. Our love for him will make us his disciples and bring us to stay with him and learn how to be like him to such an extent that the natural outflow of our lives will be the deeds of Christ, the words of Christ, the natural outflow. You see, loving him is the central issue. And in many quarters, we have not only been saved by grace, we've been paralyzed by it. And we're afraid to do anything. And we don't understand that grace is not opposed to effort. It's opposed to earning. And earning is an attitude, not an act. Effort is an act. And what we have to learn is now to come back to Jesus and allow our faith in him to express itself in heartfelt discipleship to him, so that we can ourselves move into the fullness of an inner life that naturally expresses itself in the deeds of Christ. Thank you very much. The Lord Jesus Christ himself be with you. And may our Heavenly Father look right at you and smile and be pleased to see in you his child. May the Spirit of Christ inform every innermost part of your being as you learn the goodness of the heart of Christ. Amen.